Chapter 77. The soft sounds of lapping water eased Robert Langdon gently back to consciousness. He smelt the sterile tang of antiseptics mixed with salty sea air and felt the world swaying beneath him. Where am I? Only moments before, it seemed, he had been locked in a death struggle against powerful hands that were dragging him out of the light well and back into the crypt. Now, strangely, he no longer felt the cold stone floor of St. Mark's beneath him. Instead, he felt a soft mattress. Langdon opened his eyes and took in his surroundings. A small, hygienic-looking room with a single portal window. The rocking motion continued. I'm on a boat? Langdon's last recollection was of being pinned to the crypt floor by one of the black-clad soldiers, who hissed angrily at him, "Stop trying to escape!" Langdon had shouted wildly, calling for help as the soldiers tried to muffle his voice. "We need to get him out of here," one soldier had said to another. His partner gave a reluctant nod. "Do it." Langdon felt powerful fingertips expertly probing the arteries and veins on his neck. Then, having located a precise spot on the carotid, the fingers began applying a firm, focused pressure. Within seconds, Langdon's vision began to blur, and he felt himself slipping away, his brain being starved of oxygen. "They're killing me," Langdon thought, "right here beside the tomb of St. Mark." The blackness came, but it seemed incomplete, more of a wash of grays punctuated by muted shapes and sounds. Langdon had little sense of how much time had passed, but the world was now starting to come back into focus for him. From all he could tell, he was in an onboard infirmary of some sort. His sterile surroundings and the scent of isopropyl alcohol created a strange sense of déjà vu, as if Langdon had come full circle, awakening as he had the previous night in a strange hospital bed with only muted memories. His thoughts turned instantly to Sienna and her safety. He could still see her soft brown eyes gazing down at him, filled with remorse and fear. Langdon prayed that she had escaped and would find her way safely out of Venice. "We're in the wrong country," Langdon had told her, having realized to his shock the actual location of Enrico Dandolo's tomb. The poem's mysterious mosaic of holy wisdom was not in Venice after all, but a world away. Precisely as Dante's text had warned, the cryptic poem's meaning had been hidden beneath the veil of verses so obscure. Langdon had intended to explain everything to Sienna as soon as they'd escaped the crypt, but he'd never had the chance. "She ran off knowing only that I failed." Langdon felt a knot tighten in his stomach. The plague is still out there, a world away. From outside the infirmary, he heard loud footsteps in the hall, and Langdon turned to see a man in black entering his berth. It was the same muscular soldier who had pinned him to the crypt floor. His eyes were ice cold. Langdon's instinct was to recoil as the man approached, but there was nowhere to run. "Whatever these people want to do to me, they can do." "Where am I?" Langdon demanded, putting as much defiance into his voice as he could muster.
"On a yacht anchored off Venice."
Langdon eyed the green medallion on the man's uniform, a globe of the world, encircled by the letters ECDC. Langdon had never seen the symbol or the acronym.
"We need information from you," the soldier said, "and we don't have much time."
"Why would I tell you anything?" Langdon asked. "You almost killed me."
"Not even close. We used a judo demobilization technique called shimewaza.